I first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. When we drove up the coast, we had a soundtrack. We made it feel like a film on a reel. And our story didn't have a happy ending, but it still sounded good despite the way I feel. The last thing I want is another broken heart to drive me to the brink of crazy. In the end I couldn't take it, 'cause I knew we wouldn't make it. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all
down. there's so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. Said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star. Somebody thought of that and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak!
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't talk back.
Give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside, you ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak!
Don't talk back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
We are back, doing some technical things. I think we're right there. We were told that there were some mic issues, but only on the radio side, if you're listening and you can't hear me right now, these instructions may not work, but apparently the app is streaming flawlessly. Verbatim, I was told that. We are kicking off our weekend, of course. I said I would be back with lovely guests. I am not lying. I have two lovely guests in the studio. I'm joined by Lena and Rachel of Cliffbanger.
Ow.
Hello. Sorry,
Hi, thanks for having us.
Of course. Thank you for being here. We'll get right into it. The permitting process in the Portland area. It's always good to start something with an inside joke that was immediately said off mic.
Yeah, that's
and
that's fun.
And that's what they tell you in comedy school, which we've all been through, obviously. Welcome to the show. How goes it? Thank you for being here this early.
Yeah. This is really great proof for me that I can wake up before 8 a.m. and I want people to know that.
And they do.
People in the Rachel fan club, they should know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was nobody out. There was no traffic.
No traffic.
Everybody in Portland starts late, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty much every time I go out. Reasonably early. And reasonably early is almost any time before 9. I'm like, why are people out?
Yeah.
Where do you go to bed? I'm like, oh, no, the sun is fully up. It's 9.
I sleep in.
Yeah.
And so does my dog. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. You mentioned your dog was a little jarred.
Yeah. She was like, why are you waking me for such an early walk?
Yeah. What are you
doing? I was like, we got radio to do, sister.
And the radio calls. Waits for no one. Yeah. So you're here to promote a show.
Yeah.
Cliffbanger
Musical Improv.
Yes. Detail us. Regale us with the... Cliffbanger, first of all. Interesting name.
Right.
Names in comedy, and especially improv comedy,
totally,
are always weird, and they always have a little tale behind them. And sometimes it's just like, we were hanging out at a bar one time, and someone said two words that don't go together, and they said them together, and so here we are. So
yeah.
I'm curious about the cliffbanger.
It's so funny. For some reason, I knew you were going to ask this,
right.
And I wish it was a better story, but I was, I've been teaching improv, musical improv classes at Kickstand, and they were like, Rachel, put up a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, let's show them what we've been working on. And I was writing an email about it to the people I wanted to perform with.
Right.
And in the email, I said, this email is going to end on a cliffhanger. I tried to say cliffhanger. I spelled it wrong. I spelled it cliffbanger. And cliffhanger was born. I was
that's
classic. I love that word.
That's
great.
Classic. Wow. I mean, that's what you want. It's exactly. You're like, whoops. And here's the name.
You know, in improv, mistakes are gifts.
Mistakes are gifts.
So.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no great story. But I honestly think it's weirdly inspired the team a lot because
right.
we've kind of, it sounds really like banger. I mean, it makes sense. It's
right.
Our songs are bangers.
Yeah.
It kind of has this rock and roll feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've embraced that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of, anticipation and suspense because we don't know what the
right.
show is going to be until we get there. And
right.
neither does the audience. So you've got that kind of tension happening.
Wait. You're not rehearsing and writing all these songs.
We're rehearsing, but we're not writing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's improv, baby.
How do you do it? I am not a musically inclined person. I don't mean to brag. I played the saxophone through sophomore year of high school. It's not a big deal.
First chair.
It's not a big deal. That's not what I'm...
Careless Whisper.
That's not what we're here to talk
Wait,
about.
Your t-shirt says, I play the sax.
I just didn't... I had it made, and then I was like, do I even want to wear it? And now... I made 7, one for every day of the week.
That's called a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's timeless. It's timeless. What drew you to musical improv? And then, Lena, are you involved? I mean, Rachel was the creator of the show, but you were. How did you get involved in all of this?
Yeah, I was in Rachel's class, and we started talking. I had some other improv experience, but I'd actually never done musical improv, so this was kind of a new world for me, and I've been really, really enjoying it. It's so much fun. I think it just has an extra layer of energy and creativity that boosts it to the next level.
Yeah.
Wait, you hadn't done musical improv before our class?
No.
I didn't realize that. I thought she was a natural, and she was just so good and so funny and so bold. I feel like musical improv takes everything that you learn in regular improv
right.
and then just kind of amps it up to the next level. You have to have even more confidence
right.
and make even more choices.
Yeah.
And so I saw that in Lena.
Aww.
But anyway, honestly, the group is all just like really fun cast. And we like our rehearsals. We rehearse even when we don't have shows coming up. It's just so much fun. Right. And yeah, I love it.
Awesome. And so what in the structure of things are they? Because you also have musical accompaniment.
Yeah.
So
we have Chris Hubbard on keys.
Love
He's
it.
Amazing.
Just tickling the ivories.
Yep. Tickles them. Tickles them good.
So does it go with, like, you know, you start some scene. Do you try to go to a general kind of similar plot, or is it similar to other kind of longer form where you have in and outs?
Mm-hmm.
You try to keep a theme to keep the music kind of structured and aligned with that, or what's the
That's a good question. So I think that a lot of musical improv in Portland specifically and in the country, a lot of times people do like more narrative musical improv. So it's like, hey, we're going to improvise a musical that you've never seen before. It's a Broadway show. Improvise before your very eyes.
Structure.
But
that,
what we're doing is like a little bit different. Have you guys eaten here before?
Yeah.
Things a little bit differently here. We're doing more long form improv meets musical improv. So we're doing more like a montage or a Herald kind of structure, which means nothing for people listening that don't know improv. But basically, it's just a little bit more, I'd say, like loose and like the narrative or the story kind of appears because it naturally does, but it's not like forced. It's a lot more just fun scenes into songs.
Right.
What's funny about this scene? Can we even use, can we make it even funnier in a song?
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So what's a trigger for like, oh, now's the time to get into a song? Like, when do you know?
Yeah.
You're like, you get the itch. You're like, oh, we got to be. And is there, my immediate thing would be jazz hands. I want, I'm like, I'm just dancing. And then, my Lord. And then I know that's not.
You would be shocked how much bad dancing is involved.
The signal is jazz hands. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, we cracked the code.
We cracked it. No, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to?
I mean, so it's two things. For one, you're right. There is kind of like a
jazz
intuition.
Yep.
I was going to say tickle, not the jazz hands, but an intuition of like, this is, we've clarified what's happening in this story, and something really important just happened, and we need to emphasize it with a song.
Right.
And then also Montchris, our musician, he has that same sense. And sometimes he'll start playing music and you're like, well,
here it is.
Time to get ready because it's happening now.
Yeah.
So we really work together like that and bounce off each other's, you know, cues.
Very
and
cool.
Then we also like to start songs without anything. Like we'll just come out and we'll be like, here's something funny. And we'll just go right into a song and kind of discover what's funny about it just right in the moment without a scene. And that's really fun too. Also, we're really lucky because Montchris has, what's it called? Perfect Pitch. Is that what it's called? Perfect Pitch?
Pitch Perfect. It's a trilogy of movies.
Yes, that's
yes. They own all three.
He wrote Pitch Perfect.
Whoa, okay.
No, wait, that's not what it's called. Whatever it is.
Yeah, like Perfect.
We can sing a note and he can just come in
just
and
knows.
Play it.
Yeah.
He can hear it and play
Amazing.
It, which is.
Sounds
not
like Perfect Pitch.
Like,
I don't know.
Common and sort of a gift all in of itself. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, how is that? Because there's some play between, you almost have an extra meta character outside of the scene in the world that you've built.
Yeah.
That's got to be really fun.
Chris likes to play, too. Like, I remember we did a show at Kickstand, whatever our last show was. And there was, you know, we were a scene about like a baby, and it was like, can you hold the baby? And the baby just got passed around. Yeah. Obviously, this is an imaginary baby. but like Chris was holding the imaginary baby with one arm and playing music
Love
with
it.
The other
Love
hand.
It. Yeah.
But like he loves to play like verbally with us in addition to all the improv that he's doing already musically.
Very. I mean, improv is awesome, and musical improv is even more impressive.
It's so fun.
And so, in my mind, again, this is my having no experience with musical improv. My immediate worry to making up a song would be that it would devolve into like early 90s rap. Like,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, it's not bad, but like that's where my I'm
it's
like
my love language.
And here we're going to the thing, and like that's the rhythm that sticks in my brain. I'm like, oh boy. So I mean, making it varied and obviously like this, which part of it is the musical, vibe that is there, which I'm sure is very helpful. How is that I mean, as just in the flow of things, or what's the strategy?
Yeah,
there?
So there's like there's a bunch of different things. So one of the things that we rehearse is different types of song structure, because all of the musical improv we're doing for the, right. I mean, we're totally improvising,
yeah.
but also we're inspired by like actual songwriting
for sure. yeah.
In the written world. So, you know, our songs have choruses
yeah.
or they have like taglines
right.
or whatever. So they have a bridge, like mm-hmm. things that exist in like written music. But then also, yeah, he like Mont Chris will listen to the style of the scene and then play music that
wow.
might fit yeah. that vibe.
Right.
So we aim to like have lots of different styles of music throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all 90s hip hop, although
right.
I would be.
I mean,
totally
listen, everybody would
that.
Be okay with that. But for the few people in the audience that are like, I want more jazz hands. You gotta
right.
You gotta get.
You gotta
to,
shake
yeah.
things up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a lot of variety, and
yeah.
yeah, it is responding to kind of the attitude of the scene,
mm-hmm.
the context, and
very
so
cool.
we mix it up a lot.
Very cool. So, is music like outside of obviously this awesome, incredible show, which is Cliffbanger, which is happening 7 p.m. Saturday, May 30th at Kickstand Comedy. Get your tickets now. Flying off the shelves.
Do it. Get your tickets.
Bring a friend.
It'll be amazing. You're gonna get some. Earworm, is that what the like, a song that gets stuck in your head?
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever the
like,
last song is of the night,
yeah.
you go home singing
yeah.
and you're like,
yeah.
why am I singing about bagels?
Yeah.
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 But it's the bagel song. Well, yeah, I played a song before y'all came about disco snails. So listen.
Sounds
anything
like
is possible.
Anything is possible. If you take anything away from this hour of radio, it's anything is possible. music outside of that, like, is it important in, obviously, you're a part of this, so you have some connection to it. Like, is it important? You know, are you like, I gotta have music on all the time? You know, are you flipping through vinyls? You know, what's the vibe?
Well, it's kind of ironic because I don't listen to a ton of music,
yeah.
but I do sing to myself a lot.
You have to.
That sounds very annoying,
to.
But I assure you, it is. It's just it helps me focus. It helps me think in
yeah.
a different way, and so I think maybe inventing songs to follow my train of
you've
thought
been doing
comes
it.
Naturally to
you've
me.
You've been
yeah.
secretly
yeah.
training.
I'm a very musical person. I was voted actually most musical in my high school class.
Well, they were right.
Superlatives, 3,000 years ago. It's a musical household for sure.
Right.
And my husband is in
yeah.
Cliffbanger as well,
yeah.
and he plays multiple instruments
wow.
and is in a band, the Scaredies. And
shout
we
them out.
Scaredies, let's go. We improvise a lot of songs like on a daily basis.
Right, right.
It's funny you mentioned records because I feel like I moved to Portland from
mm-hmm.
New York and was
right.
like, I guess I need to have a record
yeah,
player.
I gotta have a vinyl collection.
And that's exactly what happened.
To get my
here,
driver's license.
Yeah, exactly.
Or get driver's
you have to
license.
Show
yeah.
them your
yeah.
vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. You're like, I do. Here's a picture. Like, we can't just have a picture. We need
you have
to
bring
proof.
In the collection.
It's like your birth certificate.
And then they will also judge you for which records you have.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a lose-lose for
but
sure.
But honestly, I really like it because now I feel like now that we do have vinyl, I'm trying to be like off of my phone and off of Spotify and everything.
Yeah,
I'm like
yeah.
oh, I'm like a little bit more in the moment,
right?
Although man, those records are short. You gotta flip
oh
them
my
so
god
fast.
Yeah. And I every time I will throw a party, I'm like, oh, we'll put a record
yeah.
on, and then 3 minutes in I'm like, there's no music playing.
Yeah. Every fight you have to
yeah.
like be an actual
yes.
DJ.
Yeah, you have to hire. I'm like, I gotta hire someone whose job it is to just put another
yeah,
record
yeah.
on. Yeah, but it is cool because you
yeah.
listen to the full album, I feel like.
You
more,
do.
Obviously, the records. You're like, oh, I'm listening to this whole thing.
That's so true.
Which
and there's
nice.
Something really fun about that. Like, versus if I do put on Spotify or whatever,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
like hopping around from
yeah.
thing to thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, like, I found old recordings of myself from when I was, like, 8, 9 years old and
well,
realized
nice.
I was improvising music as yeah. a child.
Nice.
So I think I've just always been doing this.
In your blood.
Yeah. Which is always interesting. Some of these, you know, folks and people that do something like this that have created this awesome thing that's happening, you're like, you look back. Yeah, you go, oh, I've been singing to myself or whatever. I do this silly thing. You're like, oh, well, it's actually got me ready to,
yeah.
to prime to do this with a little, which is very
all that singing
cool.
in the shower got
yeah.
me ready for May 30th,
yes.
7 p.m. at Kickstand Comedy.
Boom.
That's tomorrow night.
Yes. So what are, when you're singing to yourself throughout the day, what are some key things that trigger, like, let me bust out a song about putting away socks.
Let me tell you, I have a dog and a cat,
and
I have to constantly remind them that they are just a little dog and just a little cat, and they're so cute and precious.
How does the song go?
Yeah.
You're just a little dog, you're just a little dog, just a little dog, just a little dog.
Aww.
It's really clarifies his role in the household.
Sure. And it's important that I think songs should have a message.
Put him in his place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it so much. You know, you are only a small dog.
Right.
And then also sometimes I lose track of what I'm doing. I'm doing too many things at once, and I like sing to myself like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and then I'm going to do that. It's like a little a little rhyme to keep me on track.
There you go. A little rhyme to keep you on track.
Funny.
That's
What about you? Do you sing songs at home? I know you're not in the show tomorrow.
You spend a lot of time with music.
Here's the thing. Every time I play music on the show from a playlist, it's something that has been curated beforehand by our lovely previous host / current co-host, but she's away. Thea, so she made the playlist, and I just glom onto that.
Thank you,
and
Thea.
Yes, thank you.
R.I.P. Thea.
Right, she's alive.
Okay. Welcome back, Thea.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely do kind of, you sing goofy songs, and it's really about anything. Yeah, I'm like doing the dishes, putting stuff away in the refrigerator. Where does stuff go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's anything. Anything can be a song, and that's what we're learning.
And that's what we're learning.
And that's beautiful.
That's life.
That's beautiful.
I mean, in our show, I'm always hoping that the song is... I feel like the more you commit to it, anything can be funny, you know? So it's like,
For
it could just be about, like, putting stuff away in the fridge. But if you, like, get the entire audience to clap with you or, like, stand up... There's been multiple shows where we're like, everybody stand up, clap! And it's like... All right, now we're all singing about cottage cheese.
Yeah. Because then, you hit that chorus once and you go... We're coming back around, and then you get it. Love it. Obviously, there's a lovely cast. Who else is in this lovely cast and show?
So we've got Lena Roper, Sam DeRost, Bradford Jordan, Emily Larkin, myself, Rachel Rosenthal, Lauren Van Curen, Montchris Hubbard on keys. Did I get everybody? Did I forget anyone? There's seven of us.
Impressive.
If I forgot anyone... You're my favorite.
You wanted to keep that name for yourself and really.
I want to hold it tight.
Yeah. Amazing cast. I've seen many of those people perform in there. Lovely.
Yeah.
And so it was all formed kind of from folks that took that class, which is still happening.
It's been a mix. We still
teach a class.
Musical improv classes
so
at Kickstand Comedy. Mm-hmm. Currently, we have a 101 and a 201, two levels, and hoping to make more. And hopefully a musical improv jam is about to start at Kickstand. Also run by
some students.
Breaking
news. Very exciting.
So for anyone who just wants to like try it out. Mm-hmm.
If you've been singing to your dog, musical improv could be for you.
Sing to your imaginary improv dog.
I forget what I'm saying. 7:30 a.m. What are we talking about?
Musical improv. Here we are.
Got it.
We did have someone text in, which is lovely. If you do want to text in, if you have any thoughts on music. One of the big questions I had, how do you find new music? That's always, like, I think with all this stuff, like, moving to all these algorithms, like, leaning heavy into it, I just get the same stuff on repeat. I'm like, hey, like, let's turn it back to what you were listening to last year. I was like, I don't want that. Sometimes I do, but... I think it used to be better at like discovering new songs. I'm like, get me something on the, and now I just can't. I'm like so bad at finding new.
I know.
New
I
stuff.
Feel like I used to discover so many new bands when I used to listen to Pandora way back in the day. Shout out
Pandora.
To Pandora. I feel like I used to discover a lot of new bands, and same with Spotify too. Even just like based on your interests.
Yeah. Or the Discover
and
Weekly used to be
so good,
much better.
And I used to find bands on YouTube. As well. But now I feel like it's me texting a group of friends and going, guys, I need new music. What should I be listening to? Because
I was about to say, I'm blessed that I have friends with very diverse music interests. So I basically just have a playlist that's just any song or band that someone recommended me. And when I get bored with my kind of circular same recommendations, I go explore there.
Love it.
We went to a record store recently where they were playing an album And I was like, what is this? This is great. And
like, this is Taylor Swift. It's just like, it's Taylor Swift. I mean, have you not? Have you
this
not,
is
interesting.
This is brand new.
Yeah, this is this no, is new age, new wave.
It was, I would say it was like, it was a man's voice, and it sounded very like folk country, but like old, yeah. old folk, old country. And the person working was like, I can't remember the guy's name, but told me and was like, found this album. I can't find it anywhere else. I feel like this is the only one that exists. Whoa. And because I was like, I would buy this. Right. And they were like, I'm actually taking it home tonight and I'm going to upload it because oh. it's so. Anyway, I was just like, yeah. is this happening in the moment? Like, right. we're discovering. Wow. And I looked this guy up later on. Yeah. And the only thing I could find was the person that worked at the record store's YouTube channel where they had uploaded this dude's album.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Text in if you know this guy's name.
Text yeah. it, text
you,
it in.
You
if
don't
I
know the name?
It. No, I have to find it in my
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, that's fair. That's yeah. fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's right. Whenever I go, I do enjoy a record store. And this happens to be in bookstores, too. I'll go there and be like, cool, I'm going to look around, like peruse. I immediately have to pee. Like, as soon as I start, like, settling and really look,
smell.
I'm like, oh, no. And then that's
You're
all
relaxed.
I can... That's,
You're finally
yeah.
relaxed.
Wait,
that's all I can think about.
Wait, bookstores make you want
to pee? Yeah, because I don't know what it is about, like, attempting to take the time to just
Exist.
Explore.
Yeah.
That my body's like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah,
we
gosh.
Can't be doing that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah it's well, a tragedy. Really funny. But we had another... And if anyone out there in the void has... ways to get new music or music recommendations, I'm sure I've asked this. You can text in at 971-220-5979. You, of course, are listening to Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kickstand Comedy. We're chatting Cliffbanger, which is tomorrow, May 30th, 7 p.m. at Kickstand Comedy. A regular listener shouts out Dave from Nehalem, who's also in a band.
Ooh.
The band Typhoon.
Cool.
That's a fun name.
It's a good name. Band names... very similar. Improv group names and band names are very similar in that. Which, do you ever go around, I play this game with like certain friends, but yeah, whenever a weird string of words comes together, you claim the band name.
100%.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, which is great. One, Porch Couch was one. That was like an original
great.
From...
love those guys.
That's like folk
yeah.
country,
right.
you know?
Right. They're like... They're doing set. They've never recorded in a studio. They've only ever recorded.
Yeah, they're great. Summer sounds. For
yeah.
Sure.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Outside in the South is giving.
There's just cricket outro.
Yes.
On every album.
Cricket yeah. outro. Incredible. Love it. I had some questions. I wrote Ooh. Down. I prepped.
Oh,
listen, you think,
look at this research.
Yeah. How do you find new music? That was one of my questions. I did. I asked
tricky
all.
These
I asked
days.
All of these. Okay. Songs that make you feel a certain way. Mm. Like, is there a song, like you're getting pumped up to do a task? Oh, okay. Either that, or maybe you're exercising at the gym or whatever. You're playing a sport or something. What gets you like pumped up, ready mm-hmm. to go? Or
I
it's
one
pre-
time
pre-show.
Like
yeah.
almost died because I was jogging and a Salt and Peppa song came on, and I got like really amped up, and then I was going up a hill, and all of a sudden halfway up, I was like, oh. I can't breathe. I need to slow down.
Yeah.
Too much salt and
yeah,
pepper.
Too
yeah,
much
yeah.
salt and pepper.
Yeah, I mean, for me, any 90s hip hop is going right. to do it for sure.
Yeah.
But we definitely have a bit that started in COVID. My husband and I started a bit in COVID that I feel like has now spread to our improv team.
Beautiful.
Which is like anytime we're doing something silly and we got to get pumped up, we just start going... Dun 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 dun. Y'all ready for this?
I mean,
it's just jock jams.
Yeah. I mean it gets you there, and that's what you need. That's a
but yeah. I mean that's like for pump ups. But then like this morning, I was like, I'm up early. Normally I'll put on a book or something. I'm like, it's too early for a book.
Yeah.
I need Billy Joel.
Okay.
I'm also like from the New York
yeah,
area.
Yeah, yeah.
I Billy takes me home.
Right. What was the you're getting. Getting ready to take on the morning. What was the Billy Joel?
This morning I put on, it's like the album that is very like 50s doo-wop. It's like Longest Time, Tell Her About It. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which album it is. It's like when he was with Christie Brinkley.
Sure.
You guys know.
Totally. Yeah.
You guys get it.
That place,
yeah, we
that
don't
place
even
is,
need to say the name because yeah, everyone knows.
I know exactly where I was when I first heard that album. Absolutely. So, totally,
I mean,
totally.
Billy's a big part of my life. I wrote a one-woman show way back. It was like 10 years ago. And it was about growing up, my bat mitzvah, and Billy Joel. Like, the whole thing is
you
like,
got it all.
It's very Billy Joel coded.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Incredible. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure everybody gets pumped up by Billy Joel. So it makes sense.
I know people feel differently about him. And I feel like so defensive because it's right. Like, I feel like it's like if you're from Jersey,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You feel that way about
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
The situation.
You feel that way about the situation.
About, or the one that's the, they're all DJs now.
I actually never saw that show.
You don't, okay.
You're I'm fine. Sort of proud.
Yeah. I watched like the first two seasons because it was like, oh, let's do a rewatch. Really hard to get through. Really not great people in the beginning. Like, they're
rough.
Definitely assaulting people on the piers. Punching people for no reason, horribly abusive relationships.
I feel like yeah. Reality TV.
It was early,
especially early reality TV.
No
was
rules.
Like, how can we? Oh, fighting yeah. is what is interesting.
Yeah,
which is so funny because, as we know, as improvisers, you could also just connect, and connection could be funny.
Right.
But like, yeah, there's
and you can
so
connect through disagreement.
Right.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to
fight.
Snooky it up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying a person's name.
Yeah,
I actually don't know anything about them.
You're not far off. You're hitting all the main points.
What
for
is
sure.
it like Jim? What's the Jim?
Oh, Jim Laundry Tan. I don't know if that's the order.
Jim Tan Laundry.
Okay, see, I should have studied
yeah.
harder.
Yeah, and I did send you some pre-reads, so it's clear
oh,
that
okay.
Yeah, we
you
didn't get
yeah.
the
no,
we didn't
I,
read
it was too
the
early.
Didn't do my
materials.
Homework.
It's fine. It's all you can do is, you know, try. So,
and this is the kind of hot hitting stuff you guys are going to see on stage at Kickstand
yes.
May 30th, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
with Cliffhanger Musical Improv.
But imagine this, but with tunes in the background, some sweet chords.
Yeah.
Is there a song that makes you cry? It's getting heavy. All of them. Like anything, it'll be like, okay, now I'm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you got one? You're making a
not
face.
To bring it up. I'm sorry to bring it.
My boyfriend figured out that he can make me cry in public by singing "I'll Follow You Into the Dark" at karaoke because
aww.
It's such a sweet song.
It is a sweet song.
Phil, if you're listening, rude.
Rude.
Rude, Phil.
Fair. Funny. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But rude.
But rude.
But rude.
That's a really good yeah. question. The Sarah Bareilles song "Gravity." That song is like
from
a
the
tear
Wicked, soundtrack.
No, that is defying
oh,
gravity.
Okay, right,
this
right,
one
right,
is
right.
holding
gravity.
On to gravity.
Oh, it's, the kind of the opposite of
it's
defying
the opposite.
Gravity.
They don't
yeah.
defy it.
Right.
They embrace
it's,
it.
Exactly. Which is good. Again, it's balance. It's yin and yang. It's
that
a push
song
and pull.
Is a tearjerker. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like I can't even. I'm like embarrassed to say. Oh, I
no,
yeah.
No
I'm embarrassed.
No one's listening. It's fine.
Well,
let me turn.
You
let me,
always want to be able
let
to
me
say
turn
it's
off
like,
the mic.
It's this classical music piece that you've never heard of
yeah.
that just moves me.
Yeah.
But it's always like this corny ass love song got
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many songs. I love
yeah.
like old. I grew up in the 90s, so like there, I loved the Indigo Girls and 90s hip hop. This was like my. My
Rachel
school?
Was in an improv rap group.
That's true.
No.
I yeah. was.
Incredible.
Yes.
Like similar vibes, but with rap specifically?
Yeah, yeah.
Love
I was
it.
On
Shout
North Coast for 12 years. It
nice.
Was a musical improv team, but all hip hop. So instead of a
yes.
piano player, we had a beatboxer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It was incredible.
Wow.
And they still play if you're in New York,
wow.
northcoastnyc.com.
Wow.
We're just promoting
so
it.
So many shouts out. Yeah, all the good stuff. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And now I have dreams about being on stage with North Coast, but I'm
really?
Like, oh my God, I haven't done it in so long. Like, do you guys have performer dreams?
I have performer dreams where, like, I'm supposed to be in a scripted show and
oh,
I'm
same.
Improvising mm-hmm. and all of my castmates are really ticked off at me because they know that I'm not sticking to the script and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't know what I was supposed to say.
Yeah, I have like anxiety dreams similarly about being in a scripted show, usually a musical, and I don't know my lines. And I just think that's so weird. Why would that bring me anxiety?
Mm. Because it's the only way to up the ante from what we already do.
Right. Usually I'm anxious in those dreams because I can't find a piece of my costume. Like, I can't go on stage without pants.
Right. I mean, that's...
It's a combination of the naked in public dream and the performance anxiety.
It's all
dream.
The things, mm-hmm. yeah. But in real life, I don't really have that much performance anxiety.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's dreams where I really do.
Right.
It's so weird.
I mean, you know.
Do you get this?
I don't know if I do. I'm really bad at remembering my dreams. Mm. I don't know what that says about me and my brain and my psyche, but...
It usually helps.
Oh, really? It helps.
Helps you forget.
Oh, forget. Oh, well, that's not a problem. The ones I do remember are always weird. And then you always remember them, obviously, right as you wake up.
Yeah.
And then immediately.
If you don't shout them out immediately, they're gone.
Yeah. Do you have dream journals at all?
I do.
Oh, you do.
Just because sometimes it's hard for me to, like, shake it off. I'm still thinking about it in the morning, and so I write it down, and then I'm like, now if I need to think about that again, I can, and then usually I don't.
Do you ever have a bad dream, or because my fiance will be like, sometimes she'll wake up and be like, you were really mean in my dream, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
I'm sorry, and then it sets a tone a little bit for like that first part of the morning. I'm like, I'll make you coffee. Like, I don't know.
It's unfair for you to.
I don't know how to deal with this. She's like, I just need time.
I need some space.
Do you ever wake up in like an emotional?
Always.
I'm someone who remembers my dreams in like great detail. Yeah. I mean, I can't hold on to them forever, but like sometimes they do stick.
Yeah.
Sam always says like he's like a nightmare is great because when you wake up you realize. My life's pretty good. Like, I have a great life.
Glass half full situation.
Yeah. He's a glass half full.
Love it.
And I'm like, it was terrifying. Glass is empty. Yeah. Wow.
The glass is all dumped out. It's knocked over. It's shattered on the ground.
Oh, no.
My last song-related question. Do you have, like, a go-to dance? Like, a song will get you grooving, like, on the dance floor. Maybe it comes on at a wedding or
or
something else.
So many. I mean, a Tribe Called Tribe Called Quest, Salt and Peppa, for sure, right? Also, Sia, Robin, Robin is great for that. Call your girlfriend, you know.
Sia also has a great Christmas song, Snowman.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I heard it like 2 years ago, and it's on the rotation.
Is it really?
The holiday.
All right, I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, it's real. It's a banger. In terms
usually
of like
a new Christmas song is not classically and a great one.
Exactly.
On May 29th.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it might be a year round banger.
All right. Sia has some really good dance songs. Yeah. Like,
yes, for sure.
Yeah.
My brother has a thing he will do if you go to a bar with like touch tunes. He will see how many versions of Chandelier he can get to play.
I love Chandelier.
Different versions, song. Either like the original or if there's any remixes or redos on the like touch tunes thing.
What's touch tunes?
It's like the remote or the jukebox that they have that's like digital. Mm. It'll be like on the wall or something.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the digital. I think he said the record was like six.
I had no idea there were so many covers. I mean, I feel like it's hard to change very much about that song.
Right. Well, they're just thinking about different hanging light fixtures.
Candelabra.
Yeah. Exactly.
Swinging pendant.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So you have heard some of
it. We know it.
Yeah, we know it well.
It.
And that's musical.
Table lamp.
It's hard with the wall sconce, but it can be. Yeah.
I mean, what rhymes with sconce? You know.
DuPont.
Yeah. I mean, you get Dumps. Heavy into the chemical companies really quickly with wall sconce, which makes
Ponce.
It hard.
I will say people tend to be much more generous with your slant rhymes and almost rhymes if they know that you're making it up on the spot.
I love a slant rhyme.
The most rewarding moment was I like snuck a line into a song that rhymed and I heard like a little gasp from the back of the audience.
Oh, sometimes audiences are so impressed with rhyming and that's like, which is great for me because that's like my skill set. Right. You rhyme, it doesn't even have to make sense. They're like, oh, she just said dog and hog.
Oh,
I am.
Bravo.
I'm coming back to this show. Yeah. They love it.
Yeah. I mean, is that like a a fear to get over or something to practice? Because you kind of, I mean, songs generally, you don't have to rhyme every single line, but there generally has to be obviously a structure and a
I mean, a when I used like to work practice? With North Coast yeah. and teach freestyling, we would talk about it as a muscle, where right. it's like rhyming is a muscle, yeah. and the more you work it out, the stronger it gets. Yeah. And I do really believe that. Yeah. I think sometimes people get really afraid of rhyming with improvising. Because they're afraid they're gonna, you know, miss it and everyone's gonna notice it. Mm-hmm. So
just stand up and walk out of the show.
Right. Just leave. Yeah, yeah. I'm out of here. Yeah. You said hog and then you said cat. Yeah. But like, the truth is, we've all been rhyming since we were kids. Right. So it's like we all have them like living in the back of our head. They're all there, you know. So anyway, yeah. I think it's a muscle. Yeah. But
my little secret. We'll Ooh. Give you this one for free.
Ooh, free secret coming at
the
you live.
The way that I rhyme is I figure out what word I want to end up on, and then I fill in the middle of it. If so I target, think if you say a rhyme. Word and then you're like, oh no, what rhymes with that? And you've got a few beats to figure yeah. it out. That's yes. too much pressure. But right, if you're like, right. I'm going to rhyme with this word, and then your brain will just kind of like fill in how to get there.
So well, I do does. The same thing, but what you're describing is really hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Like a target rhyme, right? So if you're like, I know I want to end on lamp in your head, you're like, oh, I'll just rhyme, I'll say amp or whatever first. But for a lot of people, they try to do that and then they say lamp first and they're like, oh God, I'm out.
It's lamp.
Notoriously, no other lamp. Word that rhymes
yeah.
with that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, it doesn't work all the time. Right. I will say that. Wow.
But that's, yeah, that's cool. I do the same thing. Yeah.
Wow. Getting the insider. Subscribe to Lena's course. It's only
rhyming.
It's $5,000 to help you rhyme and make $1 million. Make your first million.
Yeah.
Sort of
you
combo.
Can get so rich target rhyming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mm-hmm. doing it. Love it. Love I mean, it. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, please come see our show.
It's going to be incredible.
It is genuinely so fun.
It is.
I hate bragging about myself, but my castmates are so funny and creative that
agree.
I'll brag about them anyway.
Yeah, we really are so funny.
Yeah, I believe it. I've seen
it's a fun
I've
group.
Seen it happen. I imagine, do you have to find somewhere to rehearse that accepts maybe some belting of tunes? You have to choose wisely.
We do. Well, we rehearse at the Musicians Union.
Shout out to Union.
Yeah.
Huge shout
we
out.
We rent space
yeah.
at the Musicians Union, and we can. They're used to
yeah.
being people being loud and musical.
That's great.
But yeah, sometimes we'll rehearse somewhere else, and it's like, you know, people are listening.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are they singing about cottage cheese? Right.
You really bring. That's the second time. Is that your go-to example?
No, I just. It was a callback. Yeah. It didn't quite hit.
No, it hit. No, that's on me. That's on me. That's on me.
Much
that's
like
me.
Cottage cheese. Much, yeah. Underwhelming.
Yeah, thoughts on cottage cheese. I mean, we'll bring it back deep into it. I'm not a big cottage cheese fan. People
it
try
is
to
a divisive
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
Is it cheese? It is a pointless cheese.
It
I've
is,
gotten
it?
Into it recently
okay,
because
cool.
it got like popular.
Right.
And I was like, maybe I'll try it again. And I don't mind it with some fruit or okay. some big,
fruit.
Or some everything seeds.
Right, right.
Is this
right.
part of like the early 2000s being back in style? It's just like we're gonna go
big?
Back through the fad diets and everything.
Yeah, like a cantaloupe and cottage cheese.
Right,
I mean,
man.
That cantaloupe. Does sound gross to
cantaloupe
me.
Cantaloupe and cottage cheese, great band name.
Great band
oh,
name.
Oh God, yeah. love those guys.
Cantaloupe and the cottage cheeses.
Yeah.
Cottages cheese. Who knows? Yeah, it's had a moment recently for sure.
I know. And I really understand how it like seems very gross, but I don't like yeah. it.
What do you think the next fad food is gonna
Ooh.
Be?
Ooh.
I know. We've seen kale get its day. We've
yeah.
seen
kale.
Cauliflower go wild.
Avocado
oh, yeah.
hitting
avocado.
Hard still to this
yeah.
day.
So like yeah, what's
Ube got big for
Ube's
a minute.
Ube's big. I mean broadly speak protein is having a huge they're
oh,
putting
my
protein
God.
In everything.
That's also a 2000s things that is
it
the
really?
Atkins
is it?
Diet, which was like no carbs.
Oh, yeah.
yeah,
like we're just going through the circle.
Yeah. Well, I hear my
True.
Inside sources in the
yeah.
in the industry.
You are in the industry.
I'm in the industry. They're saying fiber is the next big thing.
Like fiber
is
protein.
Which is
big
I mean,
thing, yeah.
it's amazing. Like, if only you had a well balanced diet. What?
It's all the
what
same
thing.
Thing.
Yeah. There's just gonna be like, we're just going towards one
it's
like
because
log of. Yeah.
taking GLP-1s and when you're on those you're really supposed to make sure that you're eating
yeah.
fiber and protein
also if you eat a lot of meat, then like you're gonna wish you had eaten more fibers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The carnivore diet.
Yeah.
If I can make a pitch.
Yeah. Pitch
for the next fad food.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
I really think crispy fried onions deserve more respect.
Oh, hell yeah!
I recently discovered you can buy these not only at Thanksgiving but year round.
Yes.
And that you can put them on almost anything.
As an adult,
and
make it amazing.
About like, do they come in like
a shaker? Yeah.
You can get the shaker, or you can get the little Ziploc bag.
What?
Hey.
That sounds illegal.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You buy it from a guy on a street corner.
You buy like
and
a dime.
You buy it from a window.
Yeah, a dime bag of crispy fried onions.
But did you guys hear? Oregon, it's in Oregon. It's legal now. You can buy crispy fried.
Oh, I thought it was just medical.
You don't even need
it's fully recreational.
Yeah, fully legal.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great. I mean, hopefully other states will follow.
So you've been putting it on. I would put that on my cottage.
That would be a great because you're adding. I think
it's like it needs a little savory, a little crunch.
I think that
great in a salad. In a salad.
A salad. Yeah. I love eating any rice bowl based food.
Yep.
Smart.
Little like tuna.
I just think that crispy fried onions. That's not the kind of thing that goes. Fad. It's always something healthy that they're trying to make.
Yeah, that's
good.
Why I think.
Yeah.
What
forget
if you
all
changed
that other
it
stuff.
Up?
What if you enjoyed your vegetables because they had crispy fried onions?
I love
you
this.
Know?
Fry your vegetables.
You guys heard it here first.
Yes.
Cliffhanger.
We're making it
promotes.
Yeah, promotes.
Crispy fried onions.
Yes. I mean, they are good. It's tough shape for a shaker, though, because they don't spherically.
I didn't
fit,
grow up kind of with like, this. Yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't. I never had like a. What's it called? Casserole? Green bean casserole.
You never had a green bean casserole?
Because I'm Jewish. It's
I'm
like
from the
not
Southeast.
A thing.
I feel like I need to make sure you've had this experience.
I know. Tri-state area, Jewish. Like,
not
we
really.
Just.
That Venn diagram is.
We
not
just did it. We had a Kugel, you know? Yeah. There was no crispy fried.
Tough.
But hey, I'm into it.
Open to it.
I mean, any. Put fried onions on literally anything.
Yeah.
We've been doing
some miracle food.
We've been doing burger wars in my family.
Burger wars.
My husband and I like
do expand on that.
Just like who makes the best burger. We got the grill out. It's grill season.
Yeah. Oh, it's ramping up for sure.
Yeah. And so I always like saute a bunch of onions as long as possible, make them nice and like caramely and put those on my burger, put some avocados on there.
So avocado, this is as a burger master or a participant, maybe a general or a colonel in the burger wars.
Yes,
colonel in the burger wars.
I served proudly.
Right, thank you for your service. Avocado to me is very hit or miss on a burger.
I'm with you.
Because
it
when
squishes.
There's a slime factor.
Yes, because if you slice it, they tend to zip out the back. They're
really
escaping.
Do.
But then if you mush it, you're like, is this a guacamole situation or what?
It's and avocado and tomato are such a classic flavor combo, but they are both going to squish out the side of your sandwich.
It's going to add a lot of moisture, for sure.
I think pickles beat avocado.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes avocado, I'm with you. Sometimes it's also like a little too neutral.
Right, yeah.
But if it hits just right.
Right. And
okay, but hear me out.
Yes.
Okay.
Bowl of rice, black beans.
Yeah.
A little bit of cheese.
Yeah.
Avocado.
It's a yum bowl.
And?
Crispy
fried onions.
And we're back. That does remind me I need to go buy more crispy fried onions. So thank you.
Are
that
they?
Was
actually nice. I sound
so I'm actually
ignorant.
Sponsored by
you just buy them on the shelf? Like they're shelf stable?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's shelf stable. We're pumping them full of just.
Oh, God. I was watching a documentary last night about plastics. It's on.
No.
Like about us eating too many.
Yeah, we're all, we're like a
plastic.
Third.
Yeah, we
point.
Really
yeah.
are. It was disturbing.
I genuinely wish I didn't know about that because there's almost nothing I can do.
No, I'm
I mean, you can make some
around.
Changes, but like our
I'm
lifestyle
drinking.
Is so plastic based.
Yeah.
I have
so I'm like, I'm just sad now.
Yeah.
It's there's no escaping it.
Yeah.
I'm literally I have a water bottle, a plastic water bottle in one hand and a coffee cup in the other that both plastic. This
one's
phone.
Just bigger, thicker plastic that lasts longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It really is impossible.
I read there's like three things you can change that have an impact and then the rest is kind of a wash.
Okay.
But the only one I remember is using like glass Tupperware instead of plastic.
It's
Tupperware.
Also because it doesn't stain.
Especially
when
in
you
the microwave.
It,
it's a little,
I think now I'm thinking about it. I think my mom maybe saw this documentary because I got a like text from her out of nowhere that just said, stop microwave. Stop microwaving stuff.
Classic
in
moms be
random
doing that.
Dire warning.
Yeah. Everyone's like recently my mom was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, hey, mom, like, you know, random college. It's like, hey, I think we're going to be in a recession soon, so just be a little more liquid. I'm like, I don't, what? I'm not ready for this. Like, it sent me in like a spiral of like, oh, the world is terrible.
Be a little
blah,
more
blah, blah.
Liquid is kind of funny.
I'm like, she's like, I'm just, you know, we lived through
like
it.
Like water.
And
does she mean like spend
in,
a little
as,
bit or like take
in,
it out of savings?
Take it out of, like, have cash.
Yeah.
Essentially,
instead
if you can, instead of like.
She doesn't mean turn into a body of water.
No, no, no. She's not like, go to the beach or go to a lake. Like, get your paddleboard out.
Become liquid.
Become. I mean, she doesn't often kind of quote Bruce Lee, but when she does, it's a very. It's
that's
the right
really
time.
Cute.
Yeah. So, but moms do be like, hey, here's a little comment that's will turn your life.
Yeah.
Here's a little spiral.
Here's
for
something
you.
To get your brain kicking.
Yeah, exactly. Also, back to the burger wars. This is very important.
Yes, please.
What's your bun strategy? Because to me, a burger bun is I think it's an underrated.
Okay.
People
it can be
don't,
a make or break.
It can, because you want something that's sturdy. Because if you get a loose avocado, you want something that you can hold to really.
Yeah.
You don't want a crumbly situation.
But I don't like a bun that's like too bready where it
right.
like overpowers
right.
the burger.
It's a delicate balance, for sure.
It is. Well, do you guys like a toasted bun? Because I actually like it just kind of soft. But I'm not that picky
right.
about the
I want
bun.
A lightly toasted. Lightly like, toasted. I want a little bit of something, like, when you press down a little bit, it has that light kind
of... A little bit of, like,
yeah,
release.
Because yeah. then you can kind of, yeah, you can kind of get it into position.
We're
really
gonna sing
set
a song
up.
About Burger Wars.
Perfect.
At Cliffhanger.
Yes.
At Kickstand. Mm-hmm. May 30th, the show, 7 p.m.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have strong feelings on the bread as much as just that I know... When it's not good,
right.
when it's too bready,
yep.
that I feel
yep.
like I need to like take chunks of bread
like
off.
Like a right. pretzel roll is kind of intense.
Pretzel. That was another
too
thing
much.
That had a moment. I feel like pretzel.
Yeah.
Pretzel stuff.
It's also my favorite dance.
Pretzel.
The pretzel roll.
Interesting.
They both just looked
you
at me with blank